Well, good morning, saints of God. This is Ty Moore, once again, bringing you your online Bible school with Grace Institute. And we are sharing this with our other discipleship group, PowerPoint Motivational Word, PowerPoint Discipleship, and Favor Media. We want to welcome you to our Tuesday morning edition. I'm getting ahead of myself. To our Tuesday morning edition, as we continue in sharing with you on releasing the power of the Holy Spirit within you. So as we talk about releasing the Spirit or the power of the Holy Spirit that is in you, because that's what you have to do. Even though we have the Spirit, we may be filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or even if you're just born again, you have the Spirit of Christ in you. But it's one thing to have the Spirit of Christ that is in us, but then it is another thing for us to be filled with it, and then we release the Spirit of Christ that is in us. So our lesson has been, as we started yesterday, in releasing the Spirit or the Holy Spirit that is inside of you. So when we talk about releasing, in other words, we want to manifest what Jesus did for us at Calvary, at the whipping post, on the cross, through his ascension at the right hand of the Father. We want that power, that ability, good morning, Brother Joyce, to be released in us, or away, not releasing, released out of us, into our physical body, into the atmosphere, into the environment where we are. And that's the reason why the scripture talks about in Romans 8, and we, you know, we try to get over there. Well, that was Sunday, I tried to get over there at church, about how the earth groaning and waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. In other words, it's waiting for us to do what? To act on the life that we have in us. And if we don't act, then what happened is that then the curses that Jesus paid the price for, the oppression and the depression and everything else that happens in this realm that has been paid for, then all we'll be able to look as witnesses of saying, well, you know, we live in a fallen earth, there's not much we can do about this. This is nothing how, you know, we can do about changing this and etc. Well, if I were just natural, then that could be a true statement. But because I'm not just natural, and if you're born again, you are not just natural either. One third of you is wall to wall Holy Ghost power. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. And that's where we want that force that's in you to be released in your soul, through your physical body, in your environment, so that what? You can begin to do what? Experience what is true in your spirit, what is true in the Word, your body, your environment, your finances, your relationship can begin to experience that power. But if it's not going to happen just because it's in the Bible. It's there, but then how do I receive that? How do I walk in that? And that's why we're using Jesus as our model, as we've been doing this for a while. Our model of showing how Jesus, the God's man, how he released this power with the same dependency of the Holy Spirit that you and I have today. Though Jesus was God in the flesh, but he was God in his deity, but in his humanity is where we get to know him. So through his humanity, he needed to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He needed to be filled with the Spirit of God to do what? To walk out from the humanity side of the victory that Genesis 1 and 2 talked about. And so, because Jesus became a man, as we are, mankind, then what did he do? He demonstrated that the word of God will work in any situation that says it's impossible. You know, have you got a report? Have you gotten a report that tells you it's impossible for this? It's impossible for that? If I was you, I would take that scripture in Luke 1:37. Also, I think in Luke 19:26 and Mark 9:38, in Luke 1, it said, for with God, nothing is impossible. One scripture said, for with God, all things are possible. Are you following what I'm saying? One, I think Mark 9:38 said, with God, nothing is impossible to him that believe. So think about that for a moment. So when you hear the word impossible in the natural, in a condition, in an environment, whatever it may be, now you can laugh with a laughter of joy coming from the inside of recognizing that, okay, it may be impossible in the natural, but what my Lord did for me at the whipping post, you know, he took on sickness and, sickness and disease. The Bible said, with his stripes, you were what? Healed. In 1 Peter 2:24, it says that himself bore our sin in his body. Right? That we may be dead to sin, and with his stripes, you were healed. So those stripes that Jesus took on his body that beat him to a pulp was a sign of showing that we have healing in our outward, in our physical body, in our mental capacity. So you wouldn't just heal physically, but you heal spiritually, mentally, and physically. So every part of us has been healed through the finished works of Christ. But if I don't learn to release that power, if I don't learn to release that anointing, because that's what it is, you're releasing an anointing so that that yoke that's on you, that yoke could be whatever it may be. Again, you got a negative report. Whatever that yoke is, you can release the anointing because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. That yoke, that bondage, whatever it is, the fear, whatever it may be, nothing shall be impossible to him that believe or her that believe. My. So let's look at this again in Matthew chapter. We looked at this in Matthew chapter 8. I want you to see this in Mark chapter 1. The same story that I talked to you about the leper, and then we're going to go to the centurion. But go to Mark chapter 1 and look here at, let's start at verse 41 or verse 40. So let's make our faith confession. Let's say it out loud once again. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, whom the Lord has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. So good morning to you once again. And let's look at this again. What are we doing? We're talking about releasing the Spirit of Christ that is in you. And when we're talking about the Spirit of Christ, we're talking about releasing the anointing. That's what the word Christ last name. It doesn't mean it's not his last name, but it means the anointed one. You're releasing the anointing of the anointed one that lives inside of us. So we have the anointing of the anointed one living inside of us. So what we're doing, we're learning about this anointing, how Jesus released this anointing so that every yoke could be destroyed. So he released this anointing on the man that was leper. So we read it in Matthew's account. So let's look at this in Luke's account, because I love this a little bit. In verse 40, it says, "And there came a leper to him." Glory to God. Let's just back up for a moment to verse 35, how Jesus was praying and talking about preaching the gospel. It said, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before the day, he went out and departed into a solitary place there, and he prayed." See, that right there, for the power of God to be active in our lives, is something that prayer is something that we do to consecrate, devote ourselves to God. Why? Because just like your mind has to be renewed with the word of God, you can be tired, you can become weary. It's not that you're looking at anything crazy or doing anything. No, it's just that you can become weary. There is no sound. Wow. Okay. Let's see here. Can y'all hear me now? Is there any sound coming out? Praise the Lord. Is there any sound? If y'all can hear me, give me a thumbs up if y'all can hear me. Because on my, okay, good. All right, praise God. All right, now, notice this. So it says here in verse 35, it says, "And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary country, a solitary place there, and he prayed." Prayer is always good for you and I to do what? To continue to renew ourselves, remind ourselves of the mission, of the vision, and the thing that God purposed in our heart to do. And what it does, it keeps us focused. And so notice this, "And Simon and they that were with him followed him." And notice this, "And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next town, that I may preach there. And also, for there came I forth." So in other words, he knew what he was there for. See, his prayer was to do what? Was to stay focused in the mission, in the dream. See, sometimes things come about, not all the time, but things will come about, especially when you're not in that place called there. And there's no power there to do what? To combat what's going on. But see, Jesus knew what his purpose was. Okay, this is where I want you to look at this. He said, "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, saying unto him, if thy will, thou canst make me clean." Now, he knew that Jesus could, but he didn't know, will Jesus do it? Now, remember, his mission is to heal all manner of sickness. It was the reason why God sent his word. It was the very reason why that God said that I will bless your bread and water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Meaning, the word take and away mean, in the same Hebrew word, it means to turn off. I will turn sickness and disease off. Uh-oh. What, a sound going out again? What, I don't know what to say, guys. Praise God. I believe it's connected. It's showing that I'm connected, but I don't know. It's showing me that I'm connected. It's showing that I'm connected, but if y'all not getting any sound, I don't know what's happening right here. Maybe we could just, if y'all can't hear, maybe after I'm finished, I can do the, upload the, okay, y'all can hear? Okay, all right, good. Because like I say, it's going to be uploaded on the podcast, but let's try this again. Notice this, it says here, notice what Jesus did here. And we're looking at Mark, it said, when there came a leopard to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him. Again, that's a sign of worship. That's a sign of humbling himself, right? And again, you got to remember, it does not make a difference whether the man had faith to be healed or not. You have faith, right? Why? Because you have the anointing in you. You are anointed. See? Because why? The Spirit of Christ is in you. The Spirit of Christ is upon you. That anointing is to do what? It is to remove the burden. It is to destroy the yoke. It's not, you know, if this, no. When you pray, when you exercise faith, that's when things happen. Why you follow what I'm saying here? Watch this. Look at this. And Jesus noticed it. If thou will, thou canst make me clean. So the man knew that Jesus could, but he didn't know would Jesus do it. And that's the same thing about you and I. You know, it's like when you and I see someone that has some type of paralysis, that has some type of pain or whatever, and they talk to you about this, it is our responsibility to do what? Because the Bible said in Mark 15, I think that's the verse, believers shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Notice it said believers should. So if you are a believer, then we as believers, what are we doing? Why the believers should lay? Because it's the anointing of Christ. It's the Spirit of Christ that's in you that you're releasing. See, if you never lay hands on the sick, then the power of God that's in you can never be released. It can't stay shut up. And that's what's happening to a lot of us. We're waiting for certain conditions. We're waiting for the atmosphere. We're waiting for a lot of things. Well, Lord, if you will lead me to do that, I will do that. I can remember myself used to say, well, Lord, if you just lead me in a way to do that, then I'll go pray for him. But if you're not leading me to do, no, it said believers should lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. Wow. See, why? Because the believer has the faith of Christ. The believer has the anointing of Christ. The believer has the word of Christ. And that's why when you and I release that power, release that ability, then notice this, that person's body's changed. The cancer dies. The tumor dies. The paralysis in that person's body, it disappears. The pain, the discomfort in the joints, it leaves. Why? Because the believer laid hand on the sick. And the Bible said, and they shall recover. The reason why they recovered, because Jesus already went to the grave. This is when he was at the whipping post first, where he first suffered in that garden. And then he was at that whipping post, and then he was put on that cross. And when he was in that grave for 3 days and three nights, notice this, the completion of what God, what sin did to man, Jesus reversed it all. And so therefore, now we have this treasure in this earthen vessel, meaning this body. So it's up to me now to do what? To release what he has done. To release the victory that he took from the enemy. See, our victory is in what Jesus did. It's not we who has the victory. It's Jesus' victory. I'm releasing the victory of Christ, the victory of the anointing that's in me. See, what are we talking about? We're talking about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Releasing the Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of the Anointed One that's inside of you. So when we pray in other tongues, or when I pray in other tongues, well, notice this, it edifies, it builds up, it strengthens my inner man. It keeps me focused why I'm here on earth, why I'm in this particular geographical area that I live in. I'm not just here because I desire to be here. I think it's a nice, beautiful area, but I'm here because it's the Spirit of Christ that's in me. I was led here by the Holy Ghost. So I might as well do what? Become more and more understanding of why he put me here and learn how to release an anointing that whatever yoke that is in this area, whatever bondage that is in this area, notice that when we live by the faith of Christ that's in us, every yoke, all bondages, all fear, guess what? It disappears. Why? Because we're bringing good news to the area. The captives are set free. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, a lost eye, a blinded eye, a lost limb. It doesn't make a difference what it is. It's not my power, but it's me carry his power, but his power to exert has to have a body. The spirit just can't flow. It has to have a body. So I'm the carrier. You are carrier. In this body, you're carrying the spirit or the anointing that removes the burden, that destroys that yoke. But if you have doubts, if you are afraid, then that power can't be released because you're not releasing it in faith. Or you understand what I'm saying? You won't even speak it in that manner. You won't speak it with a confidence. And this is why this man right here, he said, that leper came to him, beseeching him, kneeling down before him. That's a sign of worship. That's a sign of humbling himself. And saying unto him, if thy will, thou canst make me clean. And look what Jesus' response was. And Jesus moved with compassion. And look what he did. He said, he moved with compassion and put forth his hand. See, that compassion is understanding my mission. See, when you understand what your mission is, you're going to have compassion. When you have compassion in doing something, then you understand that, hey, this compassion is for me to fulfill the purpose, the thing that God has purposed for my life. That's what makes you satisfied. That's what makes you complete. See, an unsatisfied person is a person that's not in their place. But when you're in that place, that's what makes you sad. You have compassion. When you see, you know, whatever line of business you call, whatever, you know, mine is ministry, you know, but, you know, I do other things besides ministry. So when I do my work outside of ministry, I have 11 daycares that I'm responsible for. And so when I walk in and I see something that's not right or something that's moving these directors or some of the employees, well, guess what? It's my job because I can see the hurt. I can see the disgust. I can see the confusion. But because I have this compassion, because I'm called to do what I'm doing, then guess what? I can bring ease to them. Right? Well, and when I leave, guess what? I leave with the job complete, or I leave them with a victory note, is what all I can put it. In anything that you do, that's what God put in you to do. And so this man here, notice this, and Jesus moved with compassion and put forth his hand, and notice this, and touched him. He put forth his hand and touched him, saying, and said unto him, I will, and look what he said, be cleansed. Now, that didn't sound like a whole lot, did it? This was leprosy. This leprosy, and notice it. And as soon as he had spoken, you see that? What he did, how he released the faith? Faith has to be what? Spoken. And that's the reason why the devil don't want you and I as believers thinking that it's all on us. It's not on us. It's on God. It's on the right. It's on the life of Christ that's in you. He just needs you to speak what he did. He needs you to release the life that's in him, what he's already done. And that's the reason why the enemy wants to keep us in our mind thinking that, well, what if they don't get up? Or what if this doesn't change? Because, see, it wants to put all the burden on you and I, keep the burden on you and I, make like it's our power that's going to make this man get up, that's going to cause this man to be healed. It's the same thing in Acts chapter 3. Peter said, it's not by our power that we made this man to walk. It was faith in his name. We had faith in his name. And we acted. I'm going to show you that in just a moment. But notice this. He said, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Whoa. That's what you and I, as the believer, as the righteousness of God, possess. And I'm just saying, saints, you may not see a whole lot of this inside of the church. Well, because we in the church are supposed to be already whole in our body, in our mind. When we go to church, we go to church to do what? To be energized. To give it, to be empowered, just like, you know, you know, the battery in our vehicle. See, when you pray in other tongues, or you get around believers that does pray in other tongues, and you hear in the spirit field lesson or whatever, but guess what? What a generator is to a battery. Yes, the battery turns that is used to kick that thing, the engine can turn on. But notice that you have what you call a generator. And what is this doing? It's generating that battery. It's keeping that battery charged up so that every time it is powered, it has the juice to fire to turn that engine over. Well, when you pray in other tongues, that's what happened. When you pray in other tongues, it has the power to do what? To keep your mind charged, your thinking changed in a way, strengthened, your inner man strengthened. Remember we started out with this prayer in Ephesians? And we'll try to get back over that, but I don't think we'll do it today. But we'll try to get back over to those spirit-filled prayer. Why? Because that was strengthening your inner man. That's what's strengthening your soulish man. So what? So that you may be granted what the all the mercies of God. Well, let me, I'm misquoting it. I might as well look at it right now. Watch this. In Ephesians 3:20, and this is the one, I mean, I love them all, but here in Ephesians right here, and verse, notice what it says here, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory. See? He's granting to you and I according, not according to your ability, according to the riches of his glory. He's granting you and I. So he's not granting it to my spirit. He's granting it to my heart, to my soul, to my mind, to my will, to my emotion. He's granting it to me to do what? But I have to open up that soul. So when, and it is being opened every time you hear the word of faith. See, every time you hear the word of faith, guess what? Faith comes because it hears the word. And because it hears the word, then guess what it does? It's changing my thinking. It's changing my perception. It's changing your perception right now that are listening to the word. So as you listen to the word, there's a number of things taking place. Faith is coming. Why? Because the word is being taught. And then notice it, you're being charged up. You're being edified by the word of God to do what? To go out and look for someone that may be hurting. And knowing that they're not being healed from their faith, they're being healed from your faith. Hallelujah. Notice this. He said that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be what? Strengthened, or another word strengthened is to be in power with might. Notice this. Through his spirit. See? In the inner man. That inner man is my soul. Your inner man is being strengthened with the word of God. In other words, you're being empowered to not look at what I got to do, but you're understanding that my mind is being changed. My mind is being renewed so that I could do what? Allow the life of Christ, the anointing of the life of Christ in me to do what? To be applied to that person. So when I lay hands upon them, then guess what I'm doing? I'm strengthening my inner man to know that if there's no power being released from me physically. It's his power. It is in me. I'm releasing the power that's in me, but it's his power. And when I lay hands, what am I doing? I'm laying hands and saying at the same time. And we should always know that when we pray for someone, you have to always recognize the power was released in them. Why? Because you're releasing his word. I don't have to see it. I don't have to feel it. I don't have to know whether or not anything changed at the moment. That's not my concern. I know power was released. It said believers shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall recover. It's the same thing if someone is mentally disturbed. You could take the same word and minister to someone that has a mental disability. Because why? If it has a name, the Bible said, Jesus, notice it, this name is above all name. We got the name that's above every name. And at that name, every knee shall bow, Philippians 2 says. At that name, every knee shall bow. Autism, Alzheimer, right? Memory loss, right? I don't make a difference. Every name, if it has a name, it is under the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Has already paid the price. We are carriers of letting people know the kingdom of God has come to you today. See, they go listen to you because you're the one that's anointed. You're the one that has this power flowing forth from. You're the one allowing, and that's why your mind is renewed. That's why you're being strengthened in your inner man. Because you're allowing this power. You're not afraid. You're not timid. You're not one standing back. You're allowing that power to flow through you. It's his power. But I'm releasing it. I'm releasing his power. I've been authorized. You've been authorized. Can you see that? And he said, notice this, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory that you be strengthened with might in the inner man, that Christ, or that the anointing that's in you, may dwell in your heart. heart. See, that anointing may dwell in your heart. How? By faith, that we being what? Rooted and grounded in love. So now we understand why we do. We're rooted in, because God's love, everything God made was good. What I see on this person is not good. So I'm called to reveal God's goodness to them. Save or unsaved. Don't make a difference whether they saved. Don't make a difference whether they're not saved. If they're not saved, I may even have a better chance with them. Because when the goodness of God come upon them and the thing that's hurt them, the thing that's pained them, the thing that got them in sorrow, it disappear, then guess what? They're gonna want to be born again. Because they have never experienced nothing like that before. I didn't do nothing to earn it. You came along and you gave them faith. You gave them faith to believe because you acted out of the faith of Christ. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Well, look, my time is coming, though, and I'm so... I think we got the logistics of this. I still hadn't got to the second group of scripture I wanted you to see about releasing that power, but we, God willing, we'll do it again tomorrow. I don't want to make this lesson too long. I want you to be able to understand that releasing this power that's in you, that's what it is. You're releasing the power of Christ, the power of the anointed one and his anointing. And when you do that, every yoke is destroyed. Every burden are removed. But if the kingdom, if you don't teach it, if you don't release it, then people will stay with their burden. They will stay under that yoke. See, the only way people can be free. Remember, you and I are the most powerful people on the earth. Now, you know, your employer may not think so. Your community may not think so. You understand what I'm saying? Your governor may not think so. Your mayor may. We're not trying to impress them. But if they had illness like the synagogue, like the leader of the synagogue, he was a leader of the synagogue, Jairus. Notice he didn't go get any of his comrades. Notice he didn't go to any of his religious buddies. The Bible said he came to Jesus. Why? Because his daughter was nigh at death, and one of the gospel said she was already dead. But what is that to Jesus? What is that to you and I? Because we got power in us to raise the dead. His power in us to raise the dead. Praise God. We're going to get more into this tomorrow about releasing this power, releasing this ability that's inside of us. You're going to have a confidence. That's why when you pray another tongue, you're renewing your mind. Why? Because your inner man needs to be strengthened, because that's the part of you that's going to fizzle out. That's the part of you that's going to want. See, that's why it don't want you to lay hands. It don't want you to minister to the sick. Why? Because you're going to start seeing the sick get healed. You're going to start seeing the disease disappear. And the more you see people getting healed, the more people get the thing, this disease disappear, then guess what? Hospitals and wards going to start shutting down. Cancer wards going to start shutting down. The devil don't want you and I to have that kind of confidence. He knew he couldn't stop Jesus. And that's why everything that was wrought unto us through the first Adam, Jesus countered it. And took back that which the devil stole. Now Jesus is the Lord. It's just high time that you and I, as the righteous, rise up, be awakened out of a spiritual stupor, and let's move forward. Amen. Well, my time has come and gone. I'm so grateful that I got an opportunity to share the Word of God with you today. This lesson will be uploaded on Grace Institute Online Bible School if you desire to listen to it again. Hey, share it with some of your friends. Share it with people who are afflicted, that may be in a bad condition. And this word will give them some hope. Amen. So we love you. We thank God for you. And as we always say, until the next time, may God's best and his favor be with you. We'll do it again tomorrow, God willing. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.